This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. I'm Grace Cavalieri. Our guest poet is Holly Bass, and she is a writer, a performer, a diverse poet, a journalist, a dancer. Here's a poem from Holly.
Tenderness. Friday nights at the NCO club, that was the best part. Your daddy was a good dancer. The whole floor would clear a circle when we danced the swing out, and we could cha-cha-cha too. Cha-cha-cha. He would spin me round so fast, so smooth. Not the best husband, but Lord, that man could dance. Weary. Young girls, they do get weary. He was debonair, sophisticated. Topaz ring on his pinky finger. Sharp dresser. He took me to church a few times when we were dating. I didn't know no better. I thought I was something. Underage and green. Dumb country girl drunk off whiskey sours. I thought he was my ticket out. One night at the NCO club, he broke a chair over a man's head. I should have known then, but I guess I couldn't see. Weary. Young girls, they do get weary. I promised him I would never leave, and I kept my promise. All those years, the day he left, I knew I was free. I had been his fool before, and no one needed to tell me. Wasn't no way I was taking that man back. Weary. Young girls, they do get weary.
Oh, I've missed you, Holly. That's from a book called Indigo.
Yes, that's right.
And I've known Holly Bass for many years and have not seen her for the last 10. And in that time, she's gotten advanced degrees. She has become nationally known as a choreographer and a performer, as well as a writer. And let's hear another poem.
Okay. This is a sort of more of a performance piece, and it's called America. And I'm actually still working it out, but I'd like to share it. America is an aging movie star, a harlot, all washed up, ring around the collarbone, a ringtone whistle bell call, rainbow, stop motion, dream picture, maven, makeup, made up, betrayer, dream slaver. Dream slaver. America is a postcard, a dick hard, a time bomb, a wicked stick it, a hot ghetto mess. Betrayer, dream slaver. Betrayer, dream slaver. America is an A-bomb, a number one, a wonton, special sauce, mumbo, jumbo, a capital cocaine. Betrayer, dream slaver, dream slaver. Shiver, shiver. Feel the cold, the warm steel, a hot glue gun, a cold speculum. Inside your soul slowly dies. Betrayer, dream slayer. Betrayer, dream. Complete drop. Strange, ashy feet. This fruit, bitter bag, never ripens. This me of tree, of branch, root, and rope. Odd hope, this dream, reasoning into the darkness, this dream is all I own. Forgiveness, forgiven, betrayer, dream.
Holly Bass, I'm Grace Cavalieri. We're at the Library of Congress together. This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. If you say that is a performance piece, it sounded like a perfect microphone piece. So how would you change that to a performance? Would you have body movement with it?
Well, I guess in this sense, when I called it a performance piece, I guess I mean, it's a sonic piece. It is really a microphone piece. It's almost like a song.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken this to my workshop group, and they're like, it doesn't work. The repetition on the page. And on the page, as a page poem, it doesn't work because it's really an aural poem.
Beautiful sounds. Yes.
So it's all about the sounds. And ideally, I like poems that work on the page and work spoken out loud. But sometimes I think you have to choose. So this is more like music.
Good point. She's had her solo work respected at regional theaters and places such as the Kennedy Center and the Whitney Museum in New York and the Experience Music Project in Seattle. She has a one-woman show, Diary of a Baby Diva, and the Village Voice called that mesmerizing. And the Washington Post said it was indisputably funny. Her poems have been published in many national magazines, but today she is ours. And I'm curious about how journalism helps you nail down the poem, if it does.
It definitely has, and I almost feel like that was my first career. I went into journalism because, as a young writer, I thought, well, what skills do I have and what do I enjoy? And I thought, well, if I want to write and be practical, I didn't realize that journalism actually didn't pay that much either. So that was a little bit of an awakening. It can. I mean, there are journalists who get paid well, but, you know, maybe all writing is sort of similar in that regard. The sort of more interesting writing for the alternative weekly newspapers where you get to really do great writing and investigation, that doesn't really pay well. The stuff that pays well is the more banal, quick, easy writing.
But I see there's no high fat in your work. It must have focused your mind. It has to have had an objectivity brought to the poem.
I think so. I think also in my role as observer, the first poem, Tenderness, and most of the poems in the book, Indigo, are about my family and being able to play that role of observer and taking note. And then conversely, the poetry influenced the journalism so that I would try to infuse my journalism with a little more alliteration and assonance and all that good metaphor, juicy word stuff.
Holly, come on and give us some juicy word stuff. This is Grace Cavalieri with Holly, once again after a 10-year hiatus.
This poem is called Agape, and it's got not a subtitle, but an extension to the title. Agape, her knees grew wide open-eyed mouth. Only Christ could love a child so night black and tender. Rib meat falling off the bones into a saucy mouth, slick with salivation. The rendering of her image cast in Victorian silhouette onto a perfect ivory brooch was also cause for concern. "He don't love me no more," she was said to have shouted from her penned position, causing consternated looks from those nearby the bearer of her object beauty. "What y'all looking at?" he snapped back, dandy as ever, his grayed in blue striped seersucker suit. It was plain to see. The hard attention was getting to him when she divulged her greatest asset yet, silence. And it was into this weak, wet gaze of bow legs and jelly legs and gaping double-jointed knees she regressed, slipping back into his mind's recesses to redress herself. Pure white cotton lace panties, the moist black loam of his need filtering through her torrid fingers. "Oh, tara, tara," he whistled, stepping jauntily, Irish soda bread jig and whiskey singing "Tura-loo-ra-loo-ra" under his breath like incantation. Devils have a magicness when they make that heathen noise, that grunt. "Ah, help me, so help me." She knew this, too, would pull back her lips for him and let out the sounds, mouth open wide like a hyena, legs and heels kicked high, topsying, tommying, curtsying even. She knew how to treat a man like royalty, a high horse, a giddy-up, a go-round, good old, good old. These days, don't nothing come cheap or easy. You work for your sweat, you work for your time.
Poetry as primary documents. You know, that's as good as it gets. When you peg it and keep it forever, these are people's stories, aren't they?
They are.
What book is that?
This is called, it's just called Selected Poems. And it's a chapbook that I made with a friend of mine who's a book artist.
What was the life-altering decision you made to be a full-time writer-performer? I mean, there must have been a moment where you said, okay, I'm just going to go for it.
You know what, though? It's not just one moment. It's a series of moments. And I started writing poetry at a really young age. I was 6. And I remember sometime in high school, maybe I was sophomore or junior, and I came into the kitchen. I said to my mother, you know, Mom, I'm a writer. And she looked at me and said, well, yeah. You know, like, didn't you know that? I knew that. I think the whole family knows that. I said, but no, really. I mean, I'm a real writer. She said, okay. You know, like, if that makes you happy, I'm pleased with your grand announcement of the obvious.
She studied modern dance under Viola Barber and creative writing at Sarah Lawrence College, and then earned her master's in journalism from Columbia. And she has received some assistance, artist fellowship grants from the D.C. Commission on the Arts and Humanities, a hip-hop arts grant to develop her new dance theater piece. But you got to pay the rent. And until that happens, let us hear more of this wonderful
All
work.
Right. This is a song poem. It's a blues I wrote after Hurricane Katrina. It's called Barricades. So I'll just sing it. Sometimes I speak it and sometimes I sing it. And sometimes I have a blues guitarist, and that's the best. But we'll just do it a cappella today. Barricades. Damn all the barricades. The levees broke down and the waters came. You can't tame no river love. And you can't tame a restless heart. Water always seeks a path of least resistance. It'll never bow down to your insistence. You can wail, cry, and moan your broken song, but you can't change the rules of your own existence. Middle of the road, walking on dry land. Devil part the waters, turn the mud to sand. You can claim you did not see what was right in your face, but you can't close your eyes to this hell disgrace. Damn all the barricades. The levees broke down and the waters came. You can't tame no river load, and you can't tame a restless heart. The hand of man met the hand of God. Let go, let go. The eye of the storm met the Congo land. Let go, let go. The waters roll back. The waters roll back. The waters roll back. Yeah. Damn all the barricades. The levees broke down and the waters came. You can't tame no river load. And you can't tame my Mississippi now. You can't tame my Alabama now. You can't tame my Louisiana now. You can't tame my red clay people. You can't tame my dirt road people. You can't tame my muddy water people. You can't tame my Delta blues. You can't tame my sweet jazz. You can't tame my big easy. You can't tame my restless heart, yeah.
Oh, Holly. That was Holly Bass. You can't tame my dirt road people. You can't tame my restless heart. I hope that gets recorded and gets bought. And I hope that a lot of people will hear that song.
Okay.
So here's Holly Bass. I'm Grace Cavalieri. We're at the Library of Congress, but I don't want to stop her, do you? So go ahead, Holly.
All right, another musical piece. This is called Jazz and Go-Go, and it's about U Street. And I took the rhythm from an earlier poem about California that I used to read all the time. So this is Jazz and Go-Go. I was walking down this lovely street called U, also known as Black Broadway, self-proclaimed world's most jazzful byway, checking out the parties as the brothers sweetly croon. Can I go, can I go, can I go? Shorty, you are the one who makes me lose my control. Well, it's easy to dream when you're feeling the scene a little. Jazz and go-go, jazz and go-go, jazz and go-go on U Street. See, some things change and some things stay the same. Duke Ellington became a condo. But the Lincoln Theater stands strong, though. And the poets. Poet on, poet on. Yes, it's easy to dream when you're feeling the scene a little. Jazz and go-go, jazz and go-go, jazz and go-go on U Street.
Well, since they're all in love with you out there, give them a website they can use right this minute.
They can go to hollybass.com, www.hollybass.com.
It's HollyBass,
right?
All together, right?
One word.
HollyBass.com, and they can get more of you. Oh. You're a proponent of hip-hop, hip-hop mm-hmm. theater.
Yes.
But your own work isn't classically hip-hop.
No, not classically so, but there are hip-hop rhythms in my work, just like there's jazz and there's blues, and there's the South and there's the West Coast. So it's all those roots and strains.
And U Street.
And U Street. So it's I think it's about letting the music of the world in which you operate in sink in and seep into your skin, into your poems.
What do you want to do with the Hip Hop Dance Theater?
Well, I'm working on a new piece and just signed on a fabulous director, and I'd like to tour it. And it mixes the poetry and the dance and the humor, and it's looking at basically what it means to be Black and what it means to be free.
Oh, does it have a title?
It does. It's called Uppity Negroes on Parade.
Oh.
And I have a piece about hip-hop theater, and this is my sort of ars poetica to hip-hop theater. It's called My Definition Is This. To all the lovers of hip-hop, to all the lovers of theater, and to all of us who fall in between. You put your hip-hop in my theater. You put your theater in my hip-hop. And it goes a little something like this. Oh. To rhyme or not to rhyme, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to beatbox blue, black rhythms, or to suffer the swings and arrows of outrageous wild style walls, to take six steps against an endless sea of uprocks by mixing and scratching in the mall. But oh, what life through yonder window break it down now. Break it down. Break. These are the breaks, and by a breath to know that we belong. Hip-hop, theater, we breathe, begin, we 360, we have no end, just go on until the break of dawn.
We're at the Library of Congress with Holly Bass, and I'm Grace Cavalieri, and we're exploring the real Holly Bass. What is the biggest thing you've learned from everything you've done?
I guess what I'm learning now, and maybe it's a life lesson as much as it is an artistic lesson, is just to do what I like. And some people will like it, and some won't. Some people will get it, some won't. But if it makes me satisfied, and that's what I have to do, the things that satisfy me.
That is the opus for, that's the treatise for all artists. Listen up. That is it. Now, if we can just follow through.
Right.
You know. Hi, I'm Grace. Here she is.
This is called Seven Crown Man. And It's a particular form that Kate Russian created, and it's called seven sevens. And each line has seven syllables, and each stanza has seven lines, and they link. And if you create seven linking stanzas, it's a seven crown. It's a diadem. Okay, seven crown man. I am the seventh son of a seventh son, the last one. A seventh son, the last one. My line comes from blessed earth. My line comes from blessed earth. A blue black star marked my birth. I am the seventh son of a blue black star marked my birth. A razor blade cut my course. Razor blade cut my course. No one found the afterbirth. No one found the afterbirth. Could be better. Could be worse. A blue black star marked my birth. Could be better. Could be worse. Got what old folks call the touch. Got what old folks call the touch. Some men fight against their fate. Some men fight against their fate. Couldn't tote my blue-black weight. Could be better, could be worse. Couldn't tote my blue-black weight or bend the notes so pretty. Or bend the notes so pretty. My blues travels heaven-bound. My blues travels heaven-bound. Men cry when they hear it sound. Couldn't tote my blue-black weight. Men cry when they hear its sound. Brine and gin and Georgia clay. Brine and gin and Georgia clay. One look makes grown women sin. One look makes grown women sin. My blue-black eyes, coal-black skin. Men cry when they hear its sound. My blue-black eyes, coal-black skin. I pick up where he left off. I pick up where he left off. Night is Mr. Mystery. Night is Mr. Mystery. Don't you try to look for me, my blue-black eyes, coal-black skin. Don't you try to look for me. I'll be gone come daybreak new. I'll be gone come daybreak new. Wait and see these bones fly free. Wait and see these bones fly free. Seventh son of mystery, don't you try to look for me.
Sterling Brown would pick you up and kiss you.
Oh,
there's so much of the earth in that. So much of the earth in that. In his, and I know the title of your next book now.
What is it?
Blue Black Star.
Ooh, I like that. I'm writing that down, guys.
Well, you said it. But I mean, it is so beautiful because it sparkles. That whole thing sparkles. Mm. And being a star is also what we smile about, but yet there's something to love in that.
You're a star, Grace.
Oh, I just love the repetitions. It brings back the Pigfoot. It brings back all the wonderful, the Bill Harris guitar. It brings back really the tradition of the blues. Mm-hmm. And that surprises me because you had a very rigid form.
Correct. But I feel like this form, the way the rhyme is set, what I describe it as sometimes, I call it a deconstructed blues. So it has the blues in there, definitely.
Would do it again. Do something to us. You said you hadn't written much new this year, and made me laugh because Ted Kooser, when I asked him for a new poem for a magazine, he said, you know, it's funny, the thing you get celebrated for, then you don't have time to do.
Right.
So that's what's happening. But you have time to read us a couple more.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to read a simple one. This is called Invocation. I used to start a lot of readings with this. I was born with a veil over my two eyes, the darkest night, a black child born with second sight. Anything you want to know, just ask me. I see what others cannot see. Making my middle passage daily, I traverse oceans from freedom to slavery. Anything you want to know, just ask me. I see what others cannot see.
I actually remember that poem. And now we're back to Indigo, which is a chapbook of things that look like prose poems and stanzaic poems and every form imaginable.
I'll read
I'll read a prose poem since you mentioned that. This is called Better Roses. And it's from 1999. Driving back from Albany, I tell my father that I'd like a piece of cotton to take back with me. We stop along the road. My father's told me how he used to pick cotton every day after school during harvest. 5.5 cents per pound. The most he ever picked in one day, 217 pounds. 40 years later, he still remembers this number, still remembers the excitement of 7 hard-earned dollars in his hand. I open my car door. I'll get it, Daddy says. What you want, just a cotton bowl? He looks across the field for signs of a shotgun-toting, overzealous farmer guarding his crop. No one in sight. He wades through high grass and dress slacks and good shoes. I pray the ground is dry. He pulls off 3 nice bowls. From where I am, it looks like he's picking small white roses for me. He returns to the car and places them in my hand. I examine these strange flowers, turning them by the stem. The papery leaves crumble as I touch them. The hard hull, pointed enough to draw blood, dark as my own skin.
Primary documents. May we have a final poem?
A final poem. Okay, I'm going to do another little poem that I like. This is called Gleam. I am genetically predisposed to be a domestic, like my grandmother and her mother. I am not a domestic. I am not even a tidy woman. In my own home, I only clean when absolutely necessary. Yet, I walk into public bathrooms and begin to clean the toilets. After I wash my hands, I wipe the sink dry and keep drying until a whole row of sinks gleam. I can't help myself. In restaurants, I clear crumbs from the table of people sitting next to me before the waiters have a chance. I do not accept tips. In bathrooms, I sing a happy song while I work. I do this when no one is looking. I do this for the sheer joy of cleaning that which does not belong to me. I do not know why I still do this.
I love her, Holly Bass. This is The Poet and the Poem from the Library of Congress. The program is produced by Forest Woods Media. Post-production by Mike Turpin, MET Studios. We wish to thank the Library of Congress for making this program possible. Funding is provided by the Witter Binner Foundation for Poetry and the Reva and David Logan Foundation, and Friends of Poetry, Hiram LaRue and Diane Welbin Parks. Our engineer is Mike Turpin. I'm Grace Cavalieri.